I mean, who wrote it? Painted it, I mean. I don't know. The Grand Viziers used to send the occasional message, but I gather there has been some turmoil in recent years. It is unsigned, you notice. However, I cannot ignore it.
Wizard? The wizard, said Ridcully thoughtfully.
The pictograms mean, send us instantly the great, said Lord Vetinari.
Wizard, said Ridcully to himself, tapping the paper.
The patrician tossed an anchovy to the albatross, which swallowed it greedily. The Empire has 1 million men under arms, he said. Happily, it suits the rulers to pretend that everywhere outside the Empire is a valueless howling waste, peopled only by vampires and ghosts. They usually have no interest whatsoever in our affairs. This is fortunate for us because they are both cunning, rich, and powerful. Frankly, I had hoped they had forgotten about us altogether. And now this. I was hoping to be able to dispatch the wretched person and forget about it.
Wizard, said Ridcully.
Perhaps you would like a holiday, said the patrician, a hint of hope in his voice.
Me?
Can't abide foreign food, said Ridcully quickly. He repeated half to himself.
Wizard.
The word seems to fascinate you, said Lord Vetinari.
Seen it spelled like that before, said Ridcully. Can't remember where.
I'm sure you will remember, and will be in a position to send the great wizard, however he is spelled, to the Empire by tea time.
Ridcully's jaw dropped. 6,000 miles? By magic? Do you know how hard that is?
I cherish my ignorance on the subject, said Lord Vetinari.
Besides, Ridcully went on, they're foreign over there. I thought they had enough wizards of their own.
I really couldn't say.
We don't know why they want this wizard?
No, but I'm sure there is someone you could spare. There seems to be such a lot of you down there.
I mean, it could be for some terrible foreign purpose, said Ridcully. For some reason, the face of the Dean waddled across his mind, and he brightened up.
They might be happy with a great wizard, do you think? He mused. I leave that entirely to you. But by tonight, I would like to be able to send back a message saying that the great wizard is duly on his way, and then we can forget about it.
Of course, it would be very hard to bring the chap back, said Ridcully. He thought of the Dean again.
Practically impossible, he added, in an inappropriately happy way. I expect we'd try for months and months without succeeding. I expect we'd attempt everything with no luck. Damn it.
I can see you are agog to rise to this challenge, said the patrician. Let me not detain you from rushing back to the university and putting measures in hand.
But wizard, Ridcully murmured. Rings a faint bell, that.
Think I've seen it before somewhere.
The shark didn't think much. Sharks don't. Their thought processes can largely be represented by equals. You see it, equals, you eat it. But as it arrowed through the waters of the lagoon, its tiny brain began to receive little packages of salation, existential dread that could only be called doubts. It knew it was the biggest shark around. All the challengers had fled, or run up against the good old equals. Yet its body told it that something was coming up fast behind it. It turned gracefully, and the first thing it saw was hundreds of legs and thousands of toes. A whole pork pie factory of piggywiggies.